Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us this morning. John, what would it take if you were the operator of a business and they wanted to, you wanted to figure out whether to keep doing business in an area that had a relatively high crime rate? At what percentage increase in shoplifting would you decide to shut your business down? If you had to take a guess. I know it's kind of an open-ended question.
Yeah, it is. Let's just say 20%.
Okay. South side of Chicago. I used to live in the suburbs. South side of Chicago. South side Walgreens is going to close next month, June, after shoplifting went up in the vicinity 187% last year.
What?
That means that if in 2022, we're going back year over year. If 2024, they stole, $50,000 worth of stuff from your store in the year. I'm sure that's a low number, but let's say that's true. If it went up 187%, right?
I mean,
going up 10% would be 5,000. Going up 100% would be another 50,000. Going up 100 would be like another 90,000. It went up, so that means it's total be $140,000, tripling almost in a year. 8628 South Cottage Grove Avenue. Even though the company says it spent $400,000 annually on security in an unsuccessful effort to curb theft.
Not too good.
City leaders are all over them for abandoning the community. Not kidding. The location lost more than, you ready for this number, $1 million in 2025.
What?
They spent $400,000 to stop shoplifting. They lost $1 million. And the community leader was like, why are you abandoning our people? Because your people are thieves.
Five-finger discount, yeah, they called
it. What do you want us to do? Should we lose another $1 million next year? Will you provide an important service? Yeah, of course. But What price should we charge the few people who aren't stealing what they want?
Right.
The number of incidents, I got to make this a little bit larger for my old eyes. The number of incidents of shoplifting at this particular Walgreens in 2006 was 40, and then it was 58, and then it was like 30, and then 20, you know, kind of bounced around. It was actually going down substantially. It was down to like 4 in 2021 and 2022. So whatever was happening in, you know, COVID, I guess, they basically solved the shoplifting problem. Last year, 2025, 135 incidents. And they're getting excoriated in the local media for closing the store. What do you want them to do? Oh, what is this? I just saw this. I thought it was a very funny picture. I don't know why it makes me think of it. But it was from the Libertarian Party of Seward County. They posted a picture, and it was a picture of two lines going out two doors. Line number one was an empty door, empty line, and it was people moving to a socialist country with pictures of, you know, like socialist country flags over the top. And then on the right-hand side, it was a whole group of people defending socialism from the luxury of a capitalist country. And the line was full, and I thought it was kind of funny. They made them all have blue hair, like all the kids in their dyed hair. That doesn't make it so, but, you know, it's funny. Somebody says, how dare they take away all that free loot?
I know.
So when the shoplifting goes up by 187, do you declare your business murdered?
Yeah. 187. That's good.
Somebody says, Andrew, this is a great business model. Yeah, no, exactly.
No, we should
Can you imagine law enforcement rolling up, a drugged up person, and Popo whipping out a oh, that's from last hour. Whipping up a Star Wars turbo blaster. All right, so that was just kind of one thing I wanted to mention. It's a small enough story, but it's symptomatic of the problem, which is everybody wants everything that somebody else pays for, whether it's business or benefit or government or anything else. And that, to me, was kind of one of those examples. Since we're kind of in the vicinity of, you know, like, poking people. You ready for this one? Oh, man, this is going to, people are going to be mad at me for this, but it's okay. I don't mind. Headline, men are twice as confident as women in asking for a pay raise, survey shows. That fit your general experience, John, that men are more willing to go ask for a pay raise than women. Women are more likely to settle for it, whatever they're getting or not ask for as much.
I don't know.
That's been the standard. That's been the standard.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, that's often used as part of the explanation for why the claim, and I say it very deliberately, the claim that women are underpaid compared to men is, well, women aren't as assertive in asking for raises. They'll more kind of endure the problem. But again, okay, this can't really explain the pay gap, the alleged pay gap, which I say there is no such pay gap. I say it's all a lie. This, you know, you get to a certain point in the year and women are finally, you know, able to make as much as men because they've paid off the pay gap or all that kind of nonsense. And to which I say, it's amazing that men have jobs. Because if you can get, you know, a man to do a job for $100,000, but you can get a woman to do it for $80,000, what idiot hires men? I'm just amazed that all these business owners are so stupid that they will overpay men to do the same job and just keep losing money year after year, hiring us ridiculously overpriced men. I mean, you know, it's nonsense. It's a false claim, and yet you hear it every year, very somberly reported. We finally reached wage equality day. Nonsense. Anyway, the data shows. What data? What jobs? What productivity comparisons? You know, it's never an apples-to-apples kind of thing. Anyway, back to the story. Men are almost twice as confident as women when it comes to asking for a pay raise. This was a research out of Ireland, which I think tracks. Overall, a quarter of the people surveyed reported feeling confident to ask for a raise. 32% of men said they feel confident. 17% of women feel confident. This can't explain the pay gap either, because it would, again, be extra stupid to hire men now if you know that women are going to, you know, not ask for more. If you know women are less, so that cannot be the explanation either. Anyway, just a small enough story, but, you know, thought I would share it with you because I'm busy making friends this morning. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the five.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Looks like 98, 90, 29, I-10, I-110. All are flowing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, just as a like follow-up to the Walgreens story, you'll notice that some areas, and this is true everywhere you go, it's true in Escambia County, okay, and it's true everywhere. Where's our poorer district? District 3, okay, general. I mean, there are pockets of poverty all over the place, but it also happens to be, you know, more minority than anywhere else. That's part of why it was drawn the way it was drawn. And what do you notice? Not as many businesses, certainly not as many grocery stores. What's the term you always hear? Food deserts, right? You don't have the, you know, the gas stations and the Walmarts. And if you look, I mean, if you really think about, like, I live right in the middle of District 3, and I have to go 5 to 10 minutes by car to get to any major service. They just don't exist. Well, why? Why do you think? Because they can't sustain a business, either because the people don't have enough money or because the crime rate is too high, you know, the, you know, shoplifting, that kind of stuff, or both. And what's your solution? Well, they should, I don't know, do something nice for the community on their dime or your dime. You know, who pays for it, right? Somebody's got to pay for it. See, the funny thing is, like, I say this and somebody's like, man, I don't know, that sounds kind of vaguely racist or vaguely like you're saying poor people are more prone to committing crime. You say that.
I was like, who said it?
But the argument has always been that the way to solve, from the liberals, is the way to solve crime is to help people out of poverty. That, you know, poor people are more prone to committing crimes because they're in desperation. And then when somebody says, well, you know, the reason businesses flee poor areas is because of the crime, you're like, how dare you? You know, pick which side of this you want to be on. You cannot be on both sides of it. So, yeah, no, it's true that you have the lack of access. And so you have, like, convenience stores that overcharge for crummy merchandise. You know, that's true when you get into poor areas that also often happen to be minority areas. You know, and that's what you get. But what's the solution for that? You're going to incentivize those businesses to invest there? Are you going to fund them? Are you going to subsidize them? I mean, I don't have a great answer either, but that's what happens when you have areas that are not a good place for businesses to build their business. 619 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
A lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
M-I-C. Be real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel. It's a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely. I could die.
I love the look on John's face as he's reliving the Mickey Mouse Club from his youth.
Oh, I know. I was like, aw.
I had to really go digging to find that one, too, because there's a lot of newer Mickey Mouse Club stuff out there. And, you know.
But that was the
OG that was the
right
classic.
There.
That's with Annette Funicello and.
All those.
No, who can't think of his name. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. What in the world did I do there?
I don't know. You swallowed something that swallowed something, I think.
Well, officials say there's no longer a risk of a catastrophic explosion at a chemical tank in Southern California. That incident began Thursday at a GKN aerospace facility where fire officials had reported a vapor release by Monday. Officials said the most serious threat had been successfully prevented. The World Health Organization says medical responders are now trying to play catch up with the deadly Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. The virus so far has killed at least 220 people and is centered in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Neighboring countries there are now reportedly at risk. And Andrew, interesting development here. NASA says they plan to release some information on plans to build a moon base. In a statement, the agency says they want to share base plans and highlight progress towards a sustained presence on the lunar surface. Of course, building off the success of the recent Artemis II mission.
All right, very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. 624 on News Radio 92.3. I thought this was fascinating. You know how there's all kinds of ways you can be discriminated against in the workplace, and one of them is age, okay? You can be discriminated against for being too young, and you can also be discriminated against for being too old. The too young is usually some combination of inexperience and or weird culture and or the perception that young people don't work or have, you know, mental health days or, you know, this is too stressful for me to do and I'm having an anxiety attack, you know, or whatever things you get told. At the older end, it's basically a cost issue because older workers expect to be paid more and or they also cost more for healthcare, right? You know, if you have a health pool, having an older worker is going to cost you in terms of healthcare. And then there's also the concern that, you know, older workers may not jive as well with if you have a younger workforce because they're kind of different cultures, culture class, you know, kind of thing. Well, now as a result of age discrimination against not young people but against even slightly older folks, millennial job seekers, so that's like 30s and 40s, that's not even Gen X, okay? Millennial job seekers are altering their resumes to hide their age. I'll tell you more about this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. Still rolling delay-free. Everything is looking good. Not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so what you've got is that you've got people who, you know, are applying for jobs in their 30s and 40s, are only putting their experience back to the last 10 years. Like they're leaving stuff out because they don't want the potential employer to know how old they are. They want it to be, I guess, a surprise in the job interview or something. I'm not sure how you hide it when you do face-to-face. But even, you know, and this is like resume advice from the, you know, the gurus or whatever, are saying middle-aged job seekers, you should hide clues that give away your age. AARP. Oh, God. I'm listening to AARP now. Recommends age proof. My wife had she never had a day that was so much fun for her as the day AARP started mailing me enlistment brochures.
Oh, I bet she had a field day.
And I'm not going to do AARP, but, you know, the age thing cracked me. Anyway, they recommend age proofing your resume, focusing on the past 10 years only of your career, getting rid of signs that inadvertently reveal your age. One of the key things that reveal that your age. By the way, one is when did you graduate college? So they're saying leave out the graduation year. Go ahead and put your degree in, but leave out the graduation year. And then sometimes companies want to know it, which is a sort of a cheaty way to find out how old you are because, you know, like I graduated from college in, you know, 92 and 95. So you can figure out my age unless you think I went at 4 years old, right? So other thing that they're saying is a red flag of sorts for age is your email address. If you have an email address at AOL.com.
I was just about to say that.
And my wife is in this category, although she never has to apply for a job. I mean, you know, she's got one job. She works for me.
Right, dadgummit.
Not an accurate description of the relationship. I think I work for her. Anyway. anyway, at Yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. So if you have a Yahoo or an AOL, they say, get a Gmail. You know, get something anyway that doesn't look like you're, you know, old. 90% of workers over 40 say they've experienced ageism, according to a survey. One of the things in applying for a job, if you're, and it cracks me up that they're describing 30 and 40-year-olds as older, but is demonstrating how well you get along with younger candidates culturally. You know, you're compatible with them, you can speak their language, and that you can match their stamina and enthusiasm for the job. Are younger people known for their enthusiasm for the job? I don't know. Anyway, that's a different question. I just thought it was fascinating that people would be incentivized to lie. And some people do. They say that, you know, they just lie about it. But they'd be incentivized to cover up and or misrepresent their age as being, you know, too old when they're 30 looking for a job. 528 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Interesting thing in elsewhere Florida, elsewhere doesn't particularly matter, but it's not here, but it is a proposal that parents of kids who engage in dangerous e-scooter behavior, this is Orange County, that the parents would be held accountable for that. Now, part of you is like, of course they should, because what are you going to do to the kids? And then part of you is like, I don't know, my kids do some stuff I don't want to be held accountable for. Yeah, well, you're the problem. Days after a Lake Nona teenager, remember how we have the electric scooter problem and particularly Gulf Breeze, but it's everywhere, right? Days after a teen died buying flowers for Mother's Day, Orange County officials considering new safety rules, including issuing tickets to parents ahead of the 26-27 school year. Orange County Sheriff Lieutenant Michael Crabb says we want to hold them accountable for their behavior of their children. For their behavior? That's not grammatical. Anyway, that puts, I'm just reading it. That puts them on notice that their child is displaying these behaviors that are dangerous and they need to intervene and take action. So, you know, going the wrong way on a one-way road, going in the street when you shouldn't be in the street, all that. Write a ticket, give them fines, escort them home. Parents get a warning. Next time they get a second ticket, parents also receive a ticket. That's what they're thinking about doing. They once clocked a young person going 83 miles an hour on the sidewalk with no helmet.
Wow.
Just saying, it does sound like us as kids, but
yeah. No, I was like, my bicycle went like 10, 12.
You went as fast as you could go down that hill, and you did not wear a helmet. Children between the age of 10 and 14 accounted for 28% of all emergency room visits from e-scooters and e-scooter, e-bike and e-scooter crashes in 2025. More than half of e-visits from those 19 and under. Anyway, holding the parents accountable, which, you know, what else are you going to do? How else are you going to take care of the problem? I don't know. Hey, Colton Wright, who is the commission chairman of Santa Rosa County, had a very interesting last 2 weeks prior to the meeting last week. He was in D.C., but he was also at a national security conference. And we'll talk to him coming up next about what he learned there, what it's going to do for influencing policy here in Northwest Florida. Stick around for that.
Jalosi, Iran's supreme leader, says U.S. military bases in the Middle East are no longer safe after CENTCOM said American forces carried out what it calls self-defense strikes on mine-laying boats in the Strait of Hormuz.
These were the first U.S. strikes that have targeted Iran since early May. A spokesperson for Iran's armed forces said any new aggression will be met with a far more severe response. The strikes come amid the backdrop of ongoing diplomatic efforts to reach an agreement between Iran and the United States.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv today. Texas Senate runoff pits four-term Senator John Cornyn against State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Attorney General Paxton was the second-place finisher in the March vote, and last week he received President Donald Trump's endorsement, who had criticized Cornyn for dismissing Trump's 2024 comeback chances.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. The winner faces Democratic nominee James Tallarico. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 75 right now. Cloudy skies. We will get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. The third annual Tri-County Military Forum is happening tomorrow at UWF. Bringing together installation commanders, aerospace industry leaders, and Congressman Jimmy Patronis. They'll be discussing what keeps Northwest Florida competitive as a major defense hub. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Colton Wright says the economic stakes are enormous, and a lot of people really don't grasp the numbers.
You know, a lot of people in the area, they're used to seeing the airplanes, helicopters fly around. They see the men and women in uniform out in the community from time to time. But I think there's still a large misconception about what each of those installations do in our communities, how they contribute to the national defense and train the war fighters of the future, and how much of an economic impact they have on our communities also.
And Wright was on Pensacola Right Now last night to discuss the forum. Military activity in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties generates about $8.3 billion in regional economic impact, more than 52% of the local economy. NAS Pensacola alone supports 126 tenant commands, employing more than 16,000 military personnel and 7,400 civilians. Now, for the forum, seats are still available. Registration is open online. The Escambia County Tax Collector's mobile office will be in Century tomorrow from 9:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon at the courthouse. The unit offers driver's license renewals, ID cards, vehicle registration, title transfers, property tax payments, and other services. Written and driving tests are not available at the mobile office. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies near Jay had an unusual call this week. A loose cow that had to be corralled after being hit by a vehicle. Sheriff Bob Johnson says his deputies handled it the old-fashioned way.
They used their patrol cars and eventually their bodies to get a hold of the cow and secure it until the owner could come get it. And that happens on a regular basis up in Jay.
Johnson says the cow did come out okay despite the vehicle collision, and he says livestock calls are a semi-regular occurrence for deputies working in the northern part of the county. And he said that they've even had more exotic encounters in the past, including loose buffalo off of Berry Hill Drive in Milton. Well, a naked man who emerged from a river and wandered onto a stranger's porch in Mississippi was shot and killed Saturday night after allegedly attacking a neighbor who came to check on the home. Police in Biloxi say this man charged the neighbor, was shot multiple times, eventually disarmed the neighbor, and then walked back into the water. Emergency crews had to reach the scene by boat due to flooding. The man's body was then found on shore Sunday morning. He has not yet been identified. A tornado touched down near Tampa Sunday night. The National Weather Service confirming an EF0 tornado in the Bayport area. They say winds were about 80 miles an hour in that storm, traveling about a third of a mile at 75 yards wide. Some structures did sustain minor damage and one tree was toppled. But the good news, no injuries were reported. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything to slow you down. Looks like I-10, I-110, even 9 mile, 90, all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Wednesday, 40% chance of rain, high near 82. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Thursday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 75 degrees right now. Cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields fell this morning as markets hope for a Middle East peace deal, even as the U.S. military conducted fresh strikes on Iran. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell more than 6 basis points to 4.510%. Oil prices are mixed this morning as Iran vows retaliation against ceasefire violations after U.S. military strikes in the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate at nearly $92 per barrel, Brent at roughly $98. Shares of luxury car maker Ferrari fell 7% this morning after the company launched its first fully electric vehicle called the Luce. The highly anticipated model marks a departure from the aesthetic of typical Ferraris and comes even as other luxury car manufacturers have scaled back on plans to launch their own EVs due to weak demand. Futures are up this morning with all eyes on the Middle East conflict. Dow futures up by more than 200 points. NASDAQ futures up by more than 300 points. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, one of the things you want is a good realtor who's going to take care of you, get you all the way through to the closing. Obviously, that is the only thing that really matters. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they do that consistently. Several years ago when the market was hot and everybody was selling homes, very easy, kind of like you'd put a stake in the ground. There's a home for sale, you know, be sold, like basically then. They were over 200 homes a year. Then the market got a little more difficult, right? You had home prices, you know, kind of stabilized. Well, they went up a bunch now since they've stabilized. Interest rates went way up, and that was a problem, and people kind of got concerned about the economy, so they held off. Well, you know, sales dropped 175 and 165 year after year. But last year, back up 30%. Where nothing else has really changed except they have managed to find a way to get success. Again, I mean, 175 is nothing to laugh at. That's still three a week. But 209 in a year is four a week, week after week. That's a kind of experience that you just can't get any other way. And look, I know Christina. I've known her a long time. She's been a good friend for a long time. And she's just dedicated to helping people. learning how to do it better, learning how to solve problems if they haven't seen it before, which they usually have, you know, but figuring out how to stage it, market it, list it, everything so that you get the end result you want. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When Pensacola Sports plays, everyone wins. For over 70 years, Pensacola Sports has been in the game, creating, recruiting, hosting, and supporting amateur, collegiate, and professional events that make the Pensacola area a premier sports destination. Every event, every electrifying moment drives real economic impact and delivers top-tier competition that elevates our quality of life. This is more than sports. This is Pensacola's game. Pensacola Sports, the team behind the biggest moments. Learn more at PensacolaSports.org.
This is the station Pensacola turns to first for breaking news.
And I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom with breaking news right now. The Department of Justice is about to announce an indictment for Cuba's Raul Castro. Let's listen live.
First for breaking news.
Breaking news this afternoon. NASCAR legend driver Kyle Busch has just died.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to guess that my next guest, Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman and District 5 Representative, Tiger Point Gulf Breeze, has probably seen Cowboy Mouth more than once locally in the course of his life. Colton, did I get it right?
Absolutely, dozens of times. My kids as well.
I knew it. And that's not the lighter end of your listening preferences.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, Cowboy Mouth is one of the best live shows anyone will ever see, I promise.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. So you've had a very interesting couple of weeks, putting aside, which we covered extensively, the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting where you talked about the TPO and all the crazy shenanigans that went on there. And, you know, I appreciated that. And I had the same sense myself, so like that. But before that, you were in Washington, D.C. In fact, the reason you were not at the TPO is because you're in Washington, D.C. But before that, the week prior to that, you were at the Air War College at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery for the National Security Forum. Tell me more. What was that?
Yeah, I definitely had 2 weeks of very hectic travel, but all military related. But the National Security Forum was a tremendous opportunity that Colonel Hamilton out at Herbert Field, commanding officer there, had nominated me for. And I really didn't know that it existed until I was accepted for it. And what it is, it's 225 military officers, lieutenant colonels and colonels from every branch of the service, along with 89 civilian attendees nationwide. That go for a week as part of the last week of the Air War College program for a two-way exchange discussing real-world experience and insight into strategic environment and geopolitical issues around the world.
Oh, my God, I want to go. What did you learn? I mean, I know it's impossible to summarize a week's worth of that kind of high-quality learning, but what happened? What did you learn? What did you pick up?
Well, so first, you know, you have 45 partner nations involved as well. So in they break everyone out in the classroom. So I had one Army officer, one Marine Corps officer, nine Air Force officers, as well as officers from the Canadian, Indian, and Romanian Air Force in my small group.
What?
And
wow.
In
All
advance,
right.
Yeah, and in advance, they give you 3 readings on Russia and 5 readings on China and Taiwan that you have to do as homework before you go. But we had General Wilsbach, the chief of staff of the Air Force, come in and do a lecture and a Q&A. Matter of fact, his lecture was only about 20 minutes. The rest of it was all opportunities for all of us to ask him questions in the lecture hall. We had Dr. Mark Conversino come in and do a lecture on Putin and the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And then Dr. Chris Colley came in and talked about China and the Pacific theater. And after those, you would go to a classroom and you would basically just challenge your assumptions, debate the policies, discuss the lectures with some of the greatest military minds that we have currently out there.
It sounds like, and you'll understand what I mean, this is not an insult, but it sounds like, how did a county commissioner get in the middle of all this? You know what I mean? Like, it's so far above the normal responsibilities for your job description.
Well, so the civilian attendees came from a lot of different sectors, and they sent us a brief ahead of time that broke down how many of each. There were some from business, some from clergy, some law enforcement, education, government, energy. So in my class, the other civilians, we had gentleman who does the marketing director for a racetrack that runs NASCAR races up in Missouri. We had another individual from the South Dakota area that was in an electrical company, a utility provider, and another small businessman from Minot, North Dakota, where obviously we have the B-52s and ICBM silos. And then I came in as a local elected. So it was just a really wide group of people and an opportunity to learn more from them. And then an opportunity for, I guess, us to teach them a little bit more what it's like on the civilian side dealing with, you know, military installations in our communities.
Well, and I'm guessing that the purpose of having the civilians is not just to draw on your expertise, but to protect them from the kinds of insular, sort of inbreeding of ideas that comes. If you only surround yourself with military people, then you're only getting military perspectives. And, you know, the things that are off note, off fact, don't match up with the real world. The people from the civilian world are more likely to catch, to see, to perceive, and to challenge, right? So that's a way of keeping it all honest in a different perspective, which, I mean, fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission, District 5, chairman of the board right now. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Well, I'm super jealous, Colton. Were you allowed to record anything, or was it a like no recording because we're going to have Frank talk kind of thing?
Yeah, our phones pretty much got locked away.
Yeah.
We didn't have access. They took lots of photos, and I'm hoping that at some point we'll get access to those. They were recording all of the lectures, so I'm hoping at some point I can have access to some of that so I can share it with people.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Because it was an amazing experience.
I mean, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's military forum at UWF, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to attend, but I am going to watch, of course, and record and listen, and, you know, we talk. This is, what, the third annual, right? Is tomorrow the third annual?
Yes. Yeah, so, third annual at UWF Conference Center in Building 22.
And we'll definitely be talking about that after the fact. But I am sure you're going to bring a whole new, you know, just I imagine you're invigorated to go to that tomorrow. The other thing that you've been doing, you said it was the week in between, last week and the 2 weeks prior, it was that you were in D.C. in partnership with the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition. This is why you weren't at the TPO meeting. This is why Mike Kohler and Steve Stroberger weren't at the TPO meeting, is because you were working on lobbying in D.C. for local military stuff, right?
Yeah, we were there as part of the Association of Defense Communities, an annual conference that happens where different communities come together that all have military installations in them and discuss ideas, some challenges, and as well as lobby on behalf of our local installations.
And what did you take away? What got accomplished, if anything?
Well, we just, you know, we're continuing to, you know, push for the same things that we've been pushing for. You know, obviously, you know, addressing traffic on Highway 98. Working on, you know, barracks at NAS Pensacola, new hangar out there.
That's the public-private partnership where the folks who build dorms for, like, the SEC schools that Chandra Newman was talking about, that's something that they're getting ready to start, right?
That's correct. And we're making some headway on a child development center, hopefully at Whiting Field, which is long overdue.
And that would allow parents of small kids to be able to go to base to work with their kids and have them taken care of on base instead of having to arrange separately, right?
Yeah, the private sector simply doesn't have enough space, and they don't have the ability to do it on base right now. There's a long waiting list, so hopefully we can solve that problem.
What's Highway 98 is, I mean, always a problem, of course. We've talked about this many times, that the readiness threat that carries, because as you know, the CO has so repeatedly said, and when a single crash can shut down the ability of my folks to come to base and perform missions, and I might have to tell a general at some point, hey, we can't do this because our people can't get to the base. What is the shape of any realistic solution to that problem looking like these days?
Well, it's a multi-pronged approach. Right now you just have to remember that the geography is our biggest problem, right? We have a peninsula and we have one main highway that runs east and west, and that's it. So Okaloosa County and Santa Rosa County, in conjunction with each other, are working on some alternative roadways. But when it comes to Highway 98, you know, thankfully Congressman Petronas has been a big advocate and understands the issue. He's working, you know, through the Warrior Road Act to try to get federal funding that we can funnel directly to FDOT, earmark specifically for Highway 98, and hopefully move up, right-of-way acquisition and construction and widening on US 98 specifically for, you know, national security. You know, in
so
the
six
past,
six lanes on Highway 98 in the vicinity of Hurlburt.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Along with, you know, our county's abilities and work towards, you know, doing an alternate route, around 98.
That was back door through Eglin Land across from 87 last time I checked. Is that still the kind of the idea?
Well, Okaloosa County is already connecting a number of neighborhoods that are directly off of 98 and that school. They're working on that right now.
Okay.
They're working directly with the Air Force. The county, Santa Rosa County, is still working on the Navarre Collector Road that we had been talking about and
that's
researching
moving,
that.
That's moving east-west traffic off of 98 and onto something that used to be a regular suburban road but would be kind of a local cut-through, so to speak.
Yeah, a local road only, and then we've got an MOU signed with Okaloosa County to work with them on that and try to find a way to connect the two, assuming the Air Force will let us do so through the I forget the name of the range there, but there's a section we'd have to get Air Force clearance for.
Okay, so all these things you're working on, and I know sometimes, especially working with military stuff, it's a long game, right? And you know, you go today, you go in a month, you go in 2 months, and you know, 5 years from now, you get a result, right? So I understand that's a long term process.
Yeah, you know, likely a lot of the actual solutions will happen long after I'm out of office, but we've got to work on it every day right now.
Very good. Anything else, especially, pardon me for asking, tomorrow open to the public, not open to the public? I can't remember the UWF stuff.
Yes, open to the public. There are still certainly some seats available. Just go online, reach out to the Santa Rosa County Economic Development Office. I think there's a link on there. The public is welcome to attend until we're full.
Very good. Colton Wright, he is the Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman. A dear friend, somebody that I trust, and I seem like I bump into you ever. If ever somebody shows up from the government at an event, it's going to be Colton, and often with his wife. In fact, I give you credit. I think you were the only commissioner from either county that showed up at the Propeller Club on Friday, and I think you were the only commissioner that was on the Eagle on Saturday night. So I just, you know, he's the guy who shows up. I'll just put it that way. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman and District 5 Representative Colton Wright. As always, Colton, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
6:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are needing that next vehicle or in the kind of thinking about it phase, right? Like you might not be decided yet that you need one. And that's usually means it's actually time. You're just delaying acknowledging it, you know, because you don't want to go through the process of buying a car, which, you know, is an inconvenient process. And then you have to meet a salesperson, another salesperson, another salesperson, and tell them your life story all over again and, you know, why you're not ready to make a decision today and just all the things. And then they try to pressure you and, you know, what would it take to get you? Okay. You've had this experience. Go to Frontier and prove me wrong. Okay. Go to Frontier and find out that they do it differently. And not just because it's one place where you can shop for a lot of different cars. You can test drive a bunch of different cars all in one place. That's an advantage. All good quality cars, you know, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. But also they think about the car selling process, the car buying process differently, and they want you to not hate it. And it might seem like a low bar, but you know how many of you have done it and you did not like it. Okay, so their goal is to do it differently so that you're interested in coming back because you're like, man, that's better. I could do it that way. I enjoy that, or at least I don't hate it too much. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Happy anniversary! This June, Osceola Golf Course turns 100 years old. Step into a century of stories with friends and family at Osceola Golf Course. Join Osceola Golf Course for the centennial celebration June 5th through 7th with a story slam, great food, and a free family golf clinic. All weekend, don't miss the $100 tee time special. Range balls included, up to four players. Osceola Golf Course, 100 years strong and still swinging. Osceola Golf Course is owned and managed by Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Visit OsceolaGolf.com for more information.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
March your butt right out here, now!
No way, man!
It's interesting, we've been... I've never watched Simpsons as a habit. Like, I've watched some of the episodes and seen enough, obviously, to know what they are. I mean, they've had, 600 episodes or something. I have not seen them all. I was never a devoted fan. But we have recently been watching some of the older episodes, like from season one. It's so weird looking. You know, when the animation was still forming and when the opening intro was still forming and when some of the characters and voices just were not quite refined to the point that they are now. And so... it's Homer and Bart and Marge, but it's a little different, Homer and Bart and Marge. 6:56 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
What do you mean? The voices are different, or?
Go watch it.
Fine, then. I got homework. Hear that, Talisha. All right, let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on 9 Mile Road going westbound toward I-10, expect maybe a 3 to 4 minute delay, but that's all I'm seeing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Yeah, the animation is a little bit rough and primitive. The voices I thought were close, but not exactly what you're accustomed to. And some of the ways they speak and some of the expressions and, you know, the writing, it was a little different.
It was interesting to note that one lady does like 10 different voices. I'm like, oh my goodness, how do you do
it? True for so many of those shows where it's one person performing 1,000 voices or whatever. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Sorry about that. All right. The U.S. military has carried out what it's calling self-defense strikes against Iranian missile launch sites and naval assets near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command says that action was taken to protect U.S. personnel from imminent threats posed by Iranian forces. Senator Andy Kim says he was pepper sprayed by an ICE officer in Newark. The New Jersey Democrat was outside an immigration detention facility with a group of protesters when the incident occurred yesterday. Kim said he saw chaos inside and outside. And President Trump is headed to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center today for his annual checkup. Last year, doctors diagnosed the president with chronic venous insufficiency, a common condition causing mild swelling in the legs.
Venus, V-E-I-N?
Yeah.
Not like he hasn't seen enough of the planet Venus. He just has not enough veins. I just wanted to make sure I knew
medical terminology I mispronounce sometimes. Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know all of it.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. All the drama at the Escambia County Commission meeting last Thursday, which we'll be covering more next hour in about 10 minutes. You'll like it. Also, I have a new stage reel. Enjoy if you haven't heard it yet. John, confirm?
Confirmed.
Okay. But they did a cool thing that they talked about that I didn't know was happening.
Whereas the Pensacola chapter of Jack and Jill of America is dedicated to developing and empowering young people through educational programming focused on cultural awareness, educational development, health, civic, and social areas. Whereas the organization hosted Jack and Jill's Kid Market on Sunday, May 17, 2026, as a youth-led marketplace where first-time vendors between the ages of 2 and 15 had the opportunity to explore their future entrepreneurship skills. Whereas Jack and Jill Kids Market served as an avenue to cultivate future businesses and community leaders, inspire innovation, and encourage young people to pursue their goals with determination and purpose.
So, first of all, pardon my ignorance, I'd never heard of Jack and Jill. Had you ever heard of this organization, John?
Never.
And they're a nationwide organization, and locally they put together stuff for entrepreneurship. They did a little, like, a fair, basically, with hundreds of kids selling their stuff from all ages. I love it. Just fantastic. And, you know, the person in charge of the organization, I watched one of the videos that she put out, and just... it's great. I mean, it's think of a science fair only for business, only for entrepreneur. You know, you make these things or you buy those things to sell, and teaching them principles of business management, money management, making a business plan, advertising, all that stuff. Awesome. Do more. That's fantastic.